poppin'? Part two, listeners. What's poppin' with you guys? We're rocking out on a three-part Monday podcast. We had our Chris Kilpatrick interview concerning the death of Lou Pearlman. And part one, we were kind of wrapping with the Mickey Rourke rant on Lenny Dykstra.
The rant? Yeah.
Well, he's awfully mad.
Yeah, but he's raising more attention to it.
I'm not sure where he came up with the $30,000 figure, by the way.
I didn't get that either, no.
Although Lenny says he paid for that rampage at the hotel. He put it all in his own card. I guess, is that where he's...
Yeah.
Actually, the number Lenny had was much higher, wasn't it?
Well, Lenny said they left $300,000 in bills or whatever. I thought that's what it was.
So, I guess Rourke's figuring he did one-tenth of the damage.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, he's probably mad because Lenny made fun of his little dog.
Lenny throws some financial figures around in this book that are really amazing.
Dubious.
Yeah. I thought dubious myself. I mean, I know he made a lot of money playing baseball.
Yeah.
But not that much money.
Well, he made it all in investing, which all those numbers to be.
Oh, that's right. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, that's how he made a lot of it. That's how he was able to buy Gretzky's mansion.
Yeah, he probably made more money investing than he ever made playing baseball. I mean, at one time.
I would think so, yeah.
At one time. Now, he lost. Obviously, he was over leveraged probably when the market tanked. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine he bought stuff on margin, which means when the market tanks, you get a call order, which or a buy. You have to sell, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to. If you can't pay for the rest of the margin you owe, you have to sell.
Oh, okay.
Because they want to get whatever they can get, and that puts people. I mean, that just destroys people financially.
Good job, Lenny. Well, he got ripped off early on, which is how he got into all the.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money.
Yeah, he decided, well, screw this. I'm going to learn to do it myself, which is pretty amazing.
I'm trying to figure out, too, who is this broker that got his $2 million and lost 80% of it in a good market? What the fuck is that? I mean, it seems like that happens to athletes a lot.
I think they get taken advantage of a lot.
Oh, definitely. But this was a guy who was investing his money in the stock market and apparently picked the biggest loser stocks because that was what made Lenny determined to never let that happen again. And he started studying the stock market,
yeah.
And he became, I mean, he's still, I would imagine he's a pretty outstanding investor. Or he was. I mean, at one time he had this incredible streak. He claimed to have picked some ungodly amount of winners in a row.
Which, that's one of, there's a dubious claim.
That's dubious, yes, I agree. But, I mean, he did impress some really astute people. I mean, Cramer declares him an outstanding
Cramer.
Investor.
Yeah, I know. Poor
and
Jim
his
Cramer.
Stock tips, his tip sheet, I don't remember what the numbers were, but they were amazing. I mean, how many of his stock tips were good?
Mm-hmm. Well, he, you know, had that magazine, and that was doing well, and...
Yeah, the magazine...
Got greedy.
Well, you know, when the economy goes to hell, generally, if you're heavily leveraged, whether it's real estate or the stock market or anything, you're gonna get murdered because of what I described. You know, you got to pony up at that point. And if you don't have any cash behind it, you know, it's really tempting. I got to tell you, when you invest in, for example, I have a number of.
Ooh. I don't know what
pennies.
It is. Oh, okay.
No, I was just trying to screw up your woo.
Well, just I have a number of.
I've got a number of mutual funds. And let's just say that the mutual funds added up to $10,000, just to use a figure. Well, you can borrow $5,000 and invest it on anything you want. So I could, by rights, with Fidelity, I could say, hey, I want to borrow $5,000 against my $10,000. Now, if you've got $300,000, you could borrow $150,000.
Okay.
And there have been times when in a really good market, you know, let's say the market loses, 800 points in a week. There have been times where I've thought, you know, I could buy stuff. I could buy some stuff on margin. I could borrow against what I have. And, you know, when the market goes up, I'll make a lot of money and I'll pay off.
It's like getting a market in a casino.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of.
Except it's a better casino than a casino. I mean, your chances are
everybody wins
over the long haul. If you don't have to sell anytime soon, but see, that's not always within your control. So my point is, I understand why people buy on margin. I mean, I can see what the temptation is. If you think you're that good a picker and you're going to pick winners and it's, well, it's guaranteed I'm going to make money on this stuff I borrow and I'll just pay it off when I make the money. Doesn't always work that way. So
oh,
anyway,
Lenny,
we're hoping Lenny will respond to the Mickey Rourke threats.
Well, we also want to ask him about Doc Gooden.
Yeah, that too, of course.
He might make comment. I mean, Lenny liked us.
Lenny's cool.
Right?
I think we need to strike up a better relationship with Lenny so he knows who we are when we call. So this is the first step.
Well, step one is to say, hey, I don't know if you remember talking to us, but you had a great time. Remember how often Clark would say that about guests?
Oh,
they
yeah.
had a great time.
Well, he'd say that to them.
Yeah, sometimes. I know. You had a great
time. I'm glad you had a great
time.
That's
what I'm saying. Say it to Lenny. That's pretty smart.
Heads up.
Answer Lenny.
Come on, Lenny. Come on. Lenny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mark. We're the radio show that called you from Michigan promoting your book a couple weeks ago, or maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it seemed like you had a great time. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can have a great time in Michigan. You can have a great time anywhere.
You're right about that. We were just listening to this Mickey Rourke thing where he's popping off, claiming he's gonna.
He's a fucking pussy, dude.
I don't know him at all, but I just thought it was kind of stupid. Why is he talking to the media? He's gonna knock your teeth out.
What? Yeah, I don't have any. That's how stupid the motherfucker is. Oh, you're not on the air right now.
Yeah, we're on the air, but it's a podcast, so you can say that.
Oh yeah. Anyways, how do you get my number? This is my pussy number. This is my basketball.
Well, you gave it to us because you had such a great time last time you talked
okay,
to us.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, this is a bad phone. It's only usually chicks call this phone.
sorry to disappoint you,
well,
Lenny.
If it clicks over
no,
by
okay.
all... If your phone clicks,
Mickey,
by all means, take the other call because it's going to be a chick.
Boy, Mickey, you work. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's them Holly weirders, dude, you know?
I know. Does he,
I mean,
did he borrow some money from you, Lenny, or did you just pick up a big tab for him?
No, the guy was down and out, man. After, you remember the deal, man?
Oh, yeah.
His movie career?
Cary Otis, you know, who loved the chick. I said, well, you shouldn't beat the fuck out of her then if you love her. He kept crying all the time like a little bitch.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't take the crying. So he kept jetting with me coast to coast on my bird, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, and your plane.
My Gulfstream, yeah.
What?
And, you know, like I told him, that little dog shits in my fucking plane. I'm going to throw that motherfucker out at 30,000 feet.
Oh, the dog? Oh, boy. Yeah, you mentioned
that
the scarf,
scarf
and the dog.
That
and you
story
saw,
in the book is hilarious.
So anyway, he either refuses to admit that he took advantage of your, so he borrowed a little money. What's the big deal? Why doesn't he just pay you back?
Money? Oh, maybe he clicked over for a chick. I heard a phone ring.
Did you?
Yeah, in the background? Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Lenny.
Is he still connected? Oh, maybe he'll be back.
I hear you guys.
Okay, there he is. There he is.
Okay.
No, I was thinking I gotta tell this chick to start giving me head. What?
Sounds like you're keeping it stiff these days, Lenny.
Mickey gives good head, huh?
To that dog.
Hey, so the bottom line is he's broke, dude. He's broken down. I mean, he's all juiced up on the shit, but...
How could you tell he was juiced up? I mean, I always thought he was juiced up, but you would know. How can you tell?
Come on, man. He's 63 and fucking... 60, I don't even tell his age, but mileage. But, I mean, someone said he can fight and all this. I don't know. Well, he better be able to fight. You have to kill me, motherfucker.
Mm.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, stop it, man. God damn it.
She bite.
Hold on.
What's going on, Lenny?
I'm on the phone, man. Just wait. Sorry.
That's all right.
No problem.
Chick, she's human.
Too much teeth?
Well, no, actually, it's not. It's dual-handed fucking... quality knob. I'm a knob man now. You know that, right? No, because you know what happens is as you get older, you get wiser, and so like as guys, as dudes, like you know, if you take a piss and like you know after you take a shower, you soap up. Sometimes there's like a little you know soap burn, like being, you know, and then like but if you fucked a chick in the last 10 days, like. Is it the soap or is it the so to make sure it's the soap you just get knob. So it's called maturity. See?
Wow. That's brilliant, Dan. Lenny.
Who's back there yelling, man?
Another guy in the room, one of the producers laughing, loves your stories.
Yeah, he should be laughing. This is gold. You can't buy this shit.
He's not mature enough to understand your story either.
You can't buy this shit, dude. This is radio gold.
No, I agree with you, Lenny.
I'll tell you what else is gold, dude.
Yeah.
Is I'm on a we're ready to do this tour.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, dude. Picture this. A fucking rock and roll bus. Okay. Rumbling across the country with me and my boys and a fucking slew of pussy.
Wow.
Just fucking town to town, bookstore to bookstore, stadium to stadium, and then I'll pull that motherfucker up the presidential election, fucking sway the.
Hey, who are your boys, Lenny? Anybody we would know?
No, one of them's my good friend, solid guy, my concierge. The other one's gonna be. Everyone, the people will hate. He's like the muscle man. He's like 53. He's like a stud. He's got the shoe polish going in his hair. You know, he's got terrible rap with chicks. But then the pussy rotates. You have an assistant who likes women and men.
Where do they get the talent?
Where do I get it?
Yeah,
it's legendary. The word's already spread, and it's all up and down the coast.
Really? From well, okay. I saw a picture with the
it's from my art. It's from my artwork, bro.
Your artwork?
I'm an artist, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's why the girls and guys like me. And guys are like girls. I mean, the girls are like girls and guys. You know.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I take the Pepsi challenge of any one of their bitches. You know?
Well, there's a little.
I can eat pussy, dude, better than anyone. What I do. It's a very rhythmic fucking. It's like Picasso. Very fucking. The paint gets a little wet, and you gotta like let it dry a little, you know. But first, the canvas has got to be clean. See?
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with that. Before I can do my artwork, the canvas has got to be clean. And then, if it's not clean, I say, you see that door? There's a handle. You turn it to the fucking right. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you follow the exit signs. Huh?
See ya!
I have to have a clean canvas before you do my fucking artwork.
Of course. How often do you perform this skill of yours, Lenny?
Well, I mean, you know, just have some regulars, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Nothing's for free, brother.
Well, the picture on the trailer, there were like six girls sitting down on the bus, and they were all, I mean, they look completely
cast attack,
knockouts.
Cast attack, yeah. The bottom line is, dude, I'm selling dreams, okay?
Yeah?
Because remember, see, at times, the promise of money is actually more powerful than the money itself.
And what is the promise of money? Your investing skills?
No. You just got to think about that, dude. Meaning, I'm selling dreams, okay? See? So
it's like hope.
Yeah, dude, I give hope, dude. I give hope, like movie stars and, you know.
Of an exciting adventure.
But the whole plane trains of. I'm a therapist, bro.
Well, I read the book, Lenny.
I work on the mind now. I'm a finesse player now. See, we all have to make adjustments. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even into hitting it, anymore, tagging it anymore. It's like, fuck, number one, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. Number two, can't come. Number three, it's like, it's too much work. I do have a new business, a new pill. It's going to come out. It's fucking badass. Cause
are you going to call it the Keep It Stiff pill?
No, check it. On a serious note, what happens is as a man, so there's always that day you never forget it, or night you never forget when the blood just won't flow. Okay, and like, well, you got the towel over you, you know, and like she's getting closer, and eventually you got to peel and reveal, right?
Yeah.
And like the blood is just not flowing, dude. And so I'll never forget the first time a chick, she looked up and she started laughing.
You said this never happens to me.
No, but it happened to me, dude, and I'll never forget it. So what I did is I went hard into that business. So I got a company called a new pill called GentlemanSecret.com. How about that name, Gentleman's Secret?
Yeah, I like that.
You don't have all the flushing. You don't have, but you get wood, so you can. You're not humiliated. Okay, you know, but.
How fast does it act, Lenny? I mean, if I
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Wow.
20 minutes, you're pitching a tent.
I can hold the towel on me for 20 minutes.
You're pitching a tent.
No. You know, you take it before. I mean, so sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you don't know if the chick's going to, you know, if she's game or not.
If there's any question, so, take gentlemen's.
Well, you have to have it ready. You know, you just have to have it ready.
Mm-hmm.
But it's healthy. It's good for you.
Well, you know, yeah.
It's kind of like taking steroids when I was playing baseball. See, like, you know, when you're on the shit, you know, like they know you're on the shit. See, they know you're fucking walking around. Like, come on, bring it. Just like now with pussy, you know, like if you know you got no fucking blood flow, you're fucked. They know too.
unless you got
Gentleman's Secret, dude, you're in the game.
Now that's got to be in the advertisement. 20 minutes and you're pitching a tent. Is that going to be in the ad?
Pitching a tent, and by the way, no flushing, and the other thing is it gives it like it's kind of like because you know everyone's body's different, so it's like it makes it like when you deliver, it's like dessert wine.
I'm
there's a chemical in it that makes it taste good for the women.
Oh.
Oh.
Like dessert wine.
So they won't, they won't release.
Not like asparagus.
You have to tell them to release. Release TC. Release TC.
Release. Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's TC, great to know.
The perfect cut, you know?
So you can literally say, hey, I'm going to taste good, by the way.
Well, yeah, I know.
You're selling hope.
I'm not selling dreams. And dreams. It's not hope. That's
guarantee.
Really true, man. I mean, I have to tell them, hey, release PC, because, you know, my nickname is PC is the perfect cut, you know. I had a Jewish doctor do my circumcision.
You got a good cut?
So does Drew. Drew has always said
mom,
that.
I've always maintained.
No, he told my mom I gave your son a perfect cut.
Wow, how cool.
It's not a monster enough. No, you're confused. I mean, but the chicks just look back and say, what the fuck?
Really? They know. Yeah. They say, wow, you got a great cut.
I've never seen one this cut.
It's a perfect cut.
Man,
wow.
But you can't nick him up.
Hey, Lenny, I wanted to ask you, another former teammate of yours was in the news. Do you see the battle between Strawberry and Gooden?
Well, there should be, man. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, but I knew that was going to get worse. What's happening? Tell me.
Well, Doc missed
it. I hope it isn't over whose cock is bigger.
Well, we all know that's straws, right? It's two strawberry dongs.
Swamp mule.
What's that?
Swamp mule.
Swamp mule.
No, dude, they taped his cock to his leg. You know that.
That's right. You told us that last time we talked.
Anyway, tell me the battle. Doc's a good guy. You know, the first two, my hair story, crazy story, true.
Yeah.
My first two guys I lived with when I got called up, the first time was with Straw, second was with Gooden.
Who's more fun, Straw or Dwight?
They were both great, man. I mean, see, that's why I don't know what's going on there. You know, I got all this pussy I got to take care of. So what's happening?
Well, Daryl is coming down on Dwight, claiming that he thinks he still
needs help,
still out of control. He missed a couple of interviews, and a lot of people are talking in New York that, you know, Dwight's in trouble again.
Back on the stuff.
Back dancing with the devil.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Doc's a good dude, man, but if he is, I'll get him off it.
How do you do that?
I tried to, you know, he was in, tell you a story about Doc. Doc was in this celebrity rehab. Remember that show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in Pasadena, okay? And he called me up and he says, Nails, you got to help me, man. You got to help me. These guys are treating me bad. You got to get me out of here. So I said, okay, bro, I'm coming, man. If you want me, that's Pantene, man. I'll go to war for you. See? But the thing is, I got there, went and got the fucking ropes and everything, throw them over the fence, busting out of there. And he pulled back on me. Read about it. You guys can look it up. Just Google it.
What, he didn't want to leave?
He panicked at the end.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I did. He couldn't believe I did it.
Oh, he was just calling thinking you wouldn't do it.
No. Well, he wanted to do it, but then he got scared.
Changed his mind. Okay.
Because I was going to bust him out, man. I got the bomber, got the ropes at Home Depot. Threw him over. Yeah. Read it. Check it. Look at Google. Have your guy back there. Where are you guys? You're in fucking Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
That's where my boy Kid Rock's from. That guy's a lot of motherfuckers are from there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
fucking
we know.
Stevie Wonder's from there. Fucking Eminem. You guys should make some additions over there.
Bob Seger, Ted Nugent.
Bob Seger's a badass, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's the best.
Great fucking guy.
She had a face that would let her get away. He's had a few cocktails, though. I was in Promises with him.
Yeah, Bob's pretty well behaved these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be. Fuck, what is he, 80?
He's 67, 68, maybe 70.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
I tell my chicks three things. Don't tell me to pull your hair. Don't tell me to choke you. And you put your finger near my ass, I'll break it off.
Don't play with my ass.
Yeah.
No, just no finger. No, because I got Pearl Harbor by my first big league camp when I got called up. You know, they do a real physical, and this fucking doctor Pearl Harbored me, man, without fucking, like warning me. That fucking hurt so fucking bad.
He Pearl Harbored you.
I almost fucking snapped his neck off, that motherfucker.
Really? Huh? He didn't even say, yeah, no, I'm doing a prostate exam or something?
No, man. I don't think they put enough of that shit up there, whatever they use, those guys, you know?
Lube?
Glide and, I don't know, yeah. Whatever. That's, yeah, gross, you know?
Yeah, I think Pearl Harbor, that's got some potential. That should catch on.
Another Lenny is.
Great term. Is the bus rolling through Michigan, Lenny?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. We're coming stopping at your place, too.
Let's do it. We'll get some chicks over here for that.
No. They'll be there, dude. Trust me. We'll get you some. Hey. Hey, and I guarantee one of them will pull out of the line and take a picture of the show, dude. So we're driving, romping down the highway. Fucking pull the bus over. Get the fuck off. You know, throw him right off in the middle of the fucking highway in the country. Hey, this show's going to have everything. I'm going to go to Little League fields and donate my time and give camps, you know. I'm going to do charity work. I'm going to, you know, there's going to be cat fights, there's gonna be fist fights, there's going to be money, there's going to be what else? I mean, It's what everybody
everything.
Wants, man.
Yeah.
Lenny, is somebody...
Because you know what it is, dude? It's about... Think about it. 80% of the fucking country out there, the guy gets up, okay, gets in his fucking car, drives the fucking his miserable job, takes orders from somebody, fucking makes 80 fucking grand, whatever, back in his car to his miserable wife, eats her shitty food. They don't fuck, and he gets up, and they do it all over. Okay, so I'm giving them some, they need some entertainment, they need some hope, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, so I'm an entertainer, dude, just like when I play baseball. It was all bullshit, the chewing tobacco, the fuck grabbing my cock.
Lenny, does this have a network? Is there a network that's attached to this trip across
two
the country?
Of them.
Two networks?
two of them.
Which nice. Ones?
Well, I mean, two production companies. They haven't
Yeah,
two production companies are battling right now, and but we're teeing it up. We're teeing it up the first, and then you know we'll catch the World Series, put you know, a couple of games at the end, and we'll pull into the cities, and then. But the presidential election, dude, I'm going to have a huge impact on that.
How are you going to impact
I don't know. Just like I impact everything I touch, I impact.
Wow.
That's how I roll. I'm either flying fucking private jets or fucking in the cooler.
Are you flying private jets again?
No, man.
Are you planning on it?
Nah. I mean, maybe, you know. It's not the deal anymore, man. That's the... In reality, if you really want to know the truth, dude, that did me in.
But I just figured you'd get a little account going again. You start trading. And
yeah,
thing,
it's
know,
not
that...
a little account. It's not a little account. They won't let me trade anymore. I beat them too bad.
Well, maybe you get a big account and you start trading on it. And you start
making... I beat them too bad. No, I beat them too bad.
But you did say that in the book, that the private planes were your downfall.
Oh, yeah, dude, without a doubt, dude. Yeah. It's more addicted. Let's put it this way. I had fucking a gas attack. Two gas attack flight attendants, a blonde and a brunette. Fucking queen, okay? They were there just to serve me. I never hit him. Never hit it.
Wow.
And I asked my doctor, what happened to me? And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, like, we were in Europe and this. Ooh. And I said, like, what? I lost my mind. I mean, he said, no, man, the plane was your drug.
Yeah, when you start telling people you're going to rehab just so you can have a month off.
I think that's kind of genius.
That's more about the plane. That's more about the pussy.
Oh, well.
But
the plane made it easy.
Well, remember, pussy is actually the most powerful thing in the world. Right. If you think about it. Well, think about it. It's taking countries down.
No.
I mean, it makes people make bad decisions. And then I thought it was the most powerful thing until I bought my plane. That's a whole different level, bro. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're sitting around your room with your buddies. You know what I mean? Like, you're bored. And hey, what do you guys want to do? Hey, I don't know. Let's spin the globe. Rome.
Yeah.
Call your pilot stuff. Fucking wheels up in an hour. Fucking Maybach pulls up. Get on your fucking Gulfstream. And next thing you know, air is pushing under the fucking wings. And you're off to Rome.
Well, that's how you
got
started.
Freedom.
That girl wanted to go to Vegas, and you were in California, and you called the concierge.
Yeah, you read that, huh?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah.
That bitch's name was Poppy.
Poppy.
She must have been hot.
Spoiled Newport. I'll tell you what. She had the best natural rack I've ever seen. Now, I'm going to give you another fact. You can look this up.
Can we Google her?
You can Google this.
Okay.
Okay. The two most exciting... times in baseball, of course, is the World Series, and the other one is opening day, you know? Opening day is huge. It's a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Here it's huge. Huge.
Huge. You get through spring training. So, when my man Straw goes to the Dodgers as a free agent, he came to some of my parties. He met Poppy. She liked that big soulful, you know? and so, I remember Straw calling me. It's a freeway series, and hey, what's that chick Poppy's phone number? So I give him the number. Check this out. I give him the number. So the opening day comes. I look at the box scores, and Strawberry's not in the lineup. I said, oh, my fucking God. Fuck, he fucking holed up with fucking Poppy on the glass dick. They're partying. And I called my doorman there. I got my own doorman there. Oh. And I call him up because I know he's not going to answer. I said, fucking go to that suite. And I said, go get fucking Straw and put him on the phone. He gets on the phone. I said, Straw, do you understand something? You just partied through opening fucking day. You missed. Look it up.
Wow.
I know your guy. I know your bean counter back there is looking it up.
What did Daryl say?
He was lit. He's lit up like a tree. What do you mean?
Missed opening day. He didn't know?
Look it up. Look at opening right. day. The year right. he went to the Dodgers.
Okay.
But I mean.
Like, what I'm trying to say is, that's not like, you know, a maybe or he might have missed open. No, he missed it.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm looking it up
that,
right
was
now.
That, was that reported on? Did
of course it was reported on. What he missed opening day. Dude.
Did he say what, a personal problem or something?
I don't know. Of course. The flu. I mean, it was something, but
opening day, really? Holy shit! This Poppy
opening day party for opening day.
I need to see Poppy.
Oh, at home. Wait, opening day. They were on the road. Let me look at opening day at home.
I want to see Poppy, man.
Yeah, Poppy sounds.
Oh, nice. Yes, best rack, Nashville, Newport Beach, bitch. So.
How do we find Poppy?
Yeah, no, you don't want her. She's very routed, man. You don't want anything after he's been there.
The first, the first year with the Dodgers.
91 or 92, maybe.
Well, he signed in the offseason.
Okay, well, that's not anyone.
Yeah, no, you got to see it. Because remember, you got everything I see. I never say something with absolute certainty unless it's a fact.
Huh.
They don't mention Poppy on his Wikipedia page.
No, you're not going to see any of Poppy. You know, you got to go to the Dodgers. You got to go to Strawberry Mist's opening day. Dodgers.
Okay.
With Los Angeles Dodgers. You Google it. And there it is.
And that's his first opening day in Los Angeles?
Yeah. For a second.
Daryl. Now, I'm trying to remember if the internet was the internet rolling then?
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on, bro.
Yeah, he's in the box score, so.
Strawberry misses.
Opening
day.
Because of Poppy.
Due to Poppy.
No, I don't say Poppy.
I'm just kidding. We're just kidding.
In Los Angeles. Or with Dodgers.
Yeah.
With Dodgers. Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. Mark,
that's
what do you
think? How powerful pussy is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How do we Google her?
Yeah, where's
she? Gonna find her.
Where's she today?
I don't know. She's in Lucky Sperm Club, so. So who knows? Probably married some, planned marriage or something.
Huh?
If somebody doesn't know, she got rerouted.
Now I'm reading a story about Daryl Strawberry misses an exhibition. Was AWOL from his exhibition Sunday? Was AWOL until the Dodgers made an all-day search and located him late at night? General Manager Fred Clare did not say what reason Strawberry gave for his disappearance, but said it was not a good one. Oh. It was Poppy. He said it was Poppy. I've spoken to Daryl, and he was with his family.
Mm. His family of
you
Poppy.
You like that, dude?
I didn't know he was related to Poppy.
Hey, you like that, dude? You like that? See
pretty,
me?
That's pretty good,
see
man.
Me, I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Hey, Lenny, when do you think the Nails tour is coming through? Or the House of Nails?
Starting October 1st.
All right. Well, we'll
yeah, you guys. In Michigan, we'll probably be there. We'll probably be there. You guys are in Detroit, right?
Yeah,
I gotta come to Detroit. Detroit's fucking badass, man. They can fucking. You guys can bring out musicians and fucking build fucking cars. That motherfucker Ford or whatever that fucker was. He wasn't fucking around, huh?
Yeah.
That guy was a badass, dude.
Yep, for $5 a day. That's all he paid people.
Hey, and now they're back, though, man. I'm telling you, Ford, not plugging Ford, because I don't have a Ford. I don't have a car. I take Uber. another corrupt system. I'll tell you about that later. No. Listen,
Lenny, you only take Uber? You don't drive your own car?
Well, it's too much work, dude. I got to think. There's moving parts. There's people. There's commotion. I can work in my laptop and have somebody driving.
Yeah.
But think about it, dude. There's your boy Straw, man. There he is. He missed opening day, bro.
Could it be with the Giants when he played in San Francisco?
No, dude. Come on, dude.
All right.
It's right here. You just read it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's when Fred Clare said he was with Poppy.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I was just kidding. No, Fred Clare said he was with the family.
No, but hey, look, your boy saw, like, it's Chrissy. Here it is, 1990. See, buying one day's pay for showing up after the start of the Dodgers. Wow, he had a lot of shit going on. I wonder he's a preacher. I told him, sorry, you don't pay taxes now.
He doesn't pay taxes?
He don't pay taxes.
Because he's a preacher? Nonprofit?
Yeah, he's at a church.
Yeah.
He's smartest motherfucker of all of us.
Yeah? Pretty smart. Why don't you start a church, Lenny?
Yeah, Church of Lenny.
Because you know why, dude?
Why?
I'm almost like a church, dude. I'm always preaching. I'm selling dreams. If you think about it, what is a preacher about? Just like what is a lawyer about? See, a lawyer, they're all selling. See, mm-hmm. What I'm saying is everybody's selling. See, so the lawyer that can present the best lies or story to the 12 people in that jury is going to win. Just like the preacher, see, he's got to get you to put the money in the fucking basket. That's all that fucking matters.
That's why they call
it money in the fucking basket, okay? So you got to be able to sell fucking dreams and hope and believe that some fucking guy got someone pregnant and they had a baby without fucking her and all that shit. You know? I mean, I don't know much about religion. I mean, I'm not an expert on it. I don't know. I mean, that's why my book, the hardest part about my book, I'll let you guys go, because it's kind of an international fucking headquarters here, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't discriminate, brother.
Hell no.
No. So we got a, have you heard of this company, this country called Tanzania?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Tanzanian coming over. Anyways, back on point. So what we were saying is in my book, like, because I wrote that motherfucker, and it the ending was hard, like, you know, because everyone ends their book, oh, I found God, and I'm great, and life's great. It's just, what a world. And so I just couldn't figure, like, what am I going to write? And I said, well, how about the fucking truth?
Yeah, you did.
How about just write the truth? So you know what I said in that book?
What'd you say at the very end?
I said, the very end, dude. I don't even need to pull it up because it's all right here. I said, you know, I could tell you life's perfect. I could tell you this. I could tell you that. But I wouldn't be true to who I am. I wouldn't be the man you've been reading about. So what will my life look like going forward? How the fuck do I know?
To be continued.
That's right, bro.
To be continued. That's
to
what you said.
To be continued. Hey. And that's what it's going to be, continued right now. But see, my star's on the rise, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. I've been reading about you. It seems like you turn up in the media 3 times a week that I run into.
Well, my star's on the rise, though. I don't mean that. Like, I'm living right now, you know? And instead of making them get the towel, I'll have the towel waiting, you know? I said this is Russian chick one time, man. Those Russians don't fuck around. I mean, they're scary, dude. They'll put you in the fucking ground. I didn't think twice about it. Yeah, and I told her, I said, hey, go get the towel. See what? 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 I was like, whoa. I'm sorry. You know, I don't fuck with those Russians, dude. And that Putin dude's a badass. The guy, you know, he's the richest man in the world. That motherfucker.
Mm. I didn't know
he is. You know, he sold. Mm. I mean, talk about power. Mm. The richest man in the world. He didn't like him. He put the fucker in jail.
Is he in the
and
top?
Then
of
he
the
took his fucking. Then he took his company. I mean, now that's a badass, dude.
Mm. Hey, Lenny,
Stone Cold Killer. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Putin, absolutely. Yeah,
more than one,
big time.
Lenny, we got to move on here because we do have commercials and responsibilities and things like that.
Of course, you have responsibility.
We could talk to you all
night.
Hey,
man, listen. But, you guys know you call me again. The best time to reach me is 24/7.
Thank you, Lenny.
Hey, you guys, don't bury me, man. I took care of you guys. I haven't
done
that for anybody.
Never.
Somebody calls me like that. They pro hard me like that. I say, fuck you. But I don't know, man. I remember you guys. See, Michigan, me and Kid Rock, dude. Kid Rock is a cool motherfucker, dude.
No, great guy. We know him.
Hey, listen, man, you guys have a good one. By the way, I don't need any money for that rap. You can't buy it either. You know that, right?
Thank you, Lenny.
See you guys, man. Be good. All
nice,
right, buddy.
Nice talking to you, brother. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, Lenny.
Jay had that bye-bye ready for a long time. Oh boy,
it's Lenny though, man.
What's going on? He said, "Don't bury me," so I'm not going to bury him. I'm not going to bury
Lenny. Like we said before, he's a likable figure. You might not agree with everything he says, but he's Lenny.
It's
what
a
else
doozy,
can you say?
Selling dreams. Selling dreams. I'm not sure. How is he selling dreams? I'm confused.
Multiple ways.
He's got his pills.
His pills.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Gentleman's Secret.
Reality
secret.
Show that you can watch.
Provided lots of good advice about the the tip of his penis.
Where is the reality show going to appear?
He didn't say. He didn't say. I don't think it's publicly known yet. So I think they're going to film it and then
they're
going
to shoot this and they're going to edit it down and they're going to sell it to somebody.
Yeah, I think someone will buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, people will watch Lenny, man.
It'll be funny.
I can't believe he brought up glass dick.
No, I know. We were just talking about it.
I told you that term's for real.
What a stork. God, he was full of great stories. Woo. He had some good choice words for Mickey Rourke.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think those two should be invited to the same party.
No, no.
I wonder, okay, who do you believe?
Who do I believe?
Yes.
With what aspect? Like, do I think Mickey Rourke's gay? No.
I don't think he was saying he was gay, was he? Is Lenny old school enough that he would consider that an insult?
I'm sure he thinks it's an insult. I think Lenny told probably a very truthful story in the book. Mickey Rourke did not like it and is pissed off about it.
And wasn't Mickey Rourke pretty hard on times prior to the wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's just now really having this comeback in the last few years.
Lenny was very truthful with that.
I was confused as to, like, when Lenny is discussing Mickey Rourke in the book. Like, what period that is. What year was the wrestler?
2008?
Okay, because Lenny went to jail in 2012 or 13?
Well, he doesn't say when this time period was, does he?
The wrestler was 2008.
Does he say when this time period was with the Rourke? Lenny said that he was on hard times.
I could probably figure it out. What's going on around this time in the book? Let's see.
Is he writing in chronological order?
Not always, but there's usually some indicators.
We could call him back and ask him.
No, don't call him back.
If you have another hour.
And if you want to be here all night.
I was in no hurry to get off the phone with him, though. I don't know why. Because I didn't know what Lenny was going to say next.
Yeah, I know.
He's
edgy.
But he's kind of fascinating in a way.
No, right? He is. I mean, it's a good thing we're a podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we're on the air, would I be nervous? I'd be all over that dump button. Oh, yeah. I mean, he'd be the kind of guy that would force you to hit the dump button too close together and some of it would not get dumped. That's the problem with the dump button. If you have somebody who's really going off and you dump, it takes the system, it takes a couple minutes to get caught up again.
Yeah. Build back up.
So the rest of the story is too. Lenny was kind of ranting on Stern about Dykstra as well, about Mickey Rourke as well. That's where the $30,000 came in.
Okay,
he was telling Stern that
Mickey owed him $30,000.
Yeah,
probably from that hotel bill.
He insinuated it was for cocaine.
Oh,
so that's what Mickey Rourke's all bent out of shape about.
$30,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
that's a lot of cocaine, man. In fact, that would be. I'm not really an expert on cocaine prices, but
I'll ask Google.
So that's when Dykstra, or that's when Mickey Rourke said that he'd rip him a new butthole, and then Dykstra trash talked him back, saying you're an insult to the face. You're an insult to the facelift industry. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good rip. He said Mickey Rourke is so ugly he quote set the whole facelift industry back 10 years. That's beautiful. And so thus the new Mickey Rourke statements about how he's gonna bash in Lenny's face if he sees him.
I don't think facelifts are a good idea. I don't know why people get facelifts, honestly, like the bad ones. Even the people who look like, hey, that chick doesn't have a wrinkle on her face. That's bizarre. She's 60. But she has that look that, like, too, I don't know. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No expression look, yeah.
Well, that's from Botox because it freezes the muscles.
Facelift tighten everything up?
Yeah, it tightens everything up. I mean, it should never be that tight, for crying out loud.
All I know is Mickey Rourke said it back 10 years.
This police article here says $30,000 worth of cocaine was found, and then it says it was 253 grams.
253 grams. How many grams in an ounce?
No idea. How many grams in an ounce?
I'll do grams to ounces. Let's ask Siri.
Grams to ounces to pounds. 16 ounces in a pound. 28.6 grams in an ounce.
How many grams in an ounce?
28 grams in an ounce. So
yeah, 28
so
grams.
Nine ounces.
28.6.
So nine ounces, not even a pound.
9 ounces of cocaine, that would get you, that would keep you pretty up for a while. $30,000 worth. Wow. I'm surprised Mickey Rourke even commented on it.
It's only a half pound.
Why is he so mad about this?
I don't know. Because TMZ catches him on a street, and so he just spouts off whatever's at the top of his mind.
And how about Mel Gibson's ex going on Stern and spilling on Mel Gibson and costing herself, was it $14.75 million?
What exactly did she say? Because the thing I read said that she barely said anything about him. She just mentioned something about it. Did she talk a lot about him?
I don't know. But this is a court ruling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't the court rule that she doesn't have to pay another cent?
Yeah. He doesn't have to pay anything.
Wow. He's got to be laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Make me want to smoke.
Yeah, he's probably smoking.
Got to get that Mel Gibson stuff somehow.
It's all out there. Is it not available online anymore?
Oh, it should be online.
Yeah, I would think so. Radar online. Probably.
Just search on Mel Gibson rant to, what's her name, Oksana?
Oksana.
Yeah.
God, I mean, stupid. I didn't think about that. We were desperately...
And it won't be edited.
That's
now,
true.
Now, remember, I did edit it, shorten it up, tighten it up, because there is a lot of dead spaces in it, from what I remember.
You're breathing.
Those are the best. Hey, another update on face-eating bath salt guy.
What's the latest?
He's in critical condition.
He is?
He might not make it.
What? Go ahead, Jay. Hit it. Hang on to that tease.
Stay on this planet. Don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there.
Oh, I believe that.
You understand me?
Sweet tits.
I will.
Whoa.
So just fucking listen to me. Listen to my fucking ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
A pain in the ass.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
you be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucks off me. And just fucking sucks me dry. And wants. Get out of this relationship if you're going to love me.
What?
I don't believe you anymore.
What did he say?
Think of your bullshit. Has any relationship ever worked
with
you?
No!
Listen to me. You don't love me because somebody who loves does not behave this way. I do not.
I know
I'm
behaving like this because I know absolutely that you do not love me. And
well, this is over again. Do we know?
I love you because I treat you with every kind.
No.
What was the fight over again?
God, I have no idea.
I guess it's better not to know. Let's just enjoy his ranting.
What was the time that?
Oh, how nice.
You make me want to
smoke!
You fucked my day up. You care about yourself.
You're so
when
selfish.
When I am being so fucking good to you, you fucking...
Sounds like it, Mel.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's all.
Fuck up. You should just fucking smile
and
follow me.
No.
I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the fuck cares? We agreed nothing. You agreed. You just fucking expect shit. Go to the goddamn jacuzzi yourself. Go to fuck the fucking jacuzzi. It's the same.
I didn't blame you for anything.
I was just waiting to sleep. You have no fucking soul. You can't give a fuck. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even fucking try.
You done? You done now? That sounds so fake.
You don't care.
I was going to say, it sounds like he's acting.
He is an actor.
It sounds like better acting than I've ever heard him do.
I don't know. He's pretty good in Braveheart. He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. But this is better. I'd rather hear this.
He had better motivation.
What? Stop. Well, then you're a dishonest cunt. Oh. You need to apologize for a reason.
I wanted peace. I wanted to have peace.
Keep peace.
Because you're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively, I feel that.
There's nothing she can say that doesn't make him more mad.
Why does she keep prodding him? Oh, because she's recording it.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
It's all I'll accept. And if you will not fucking admit that, get the fuck out. Then I will make your goddamn life miserable. All right?
You need medication.
What?
Oh.
You
need medication. I need a woman. Not a fucking little girl with a fucking dysfunctional cunt.
Oh, God.
I need a fucking woman.
Say dysfunctional cunt?
Yeah.
I don't need medication.
Well, what's the matter?
You need a fucking bat in the side of the head. Alright? How about that? You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant. You need a
brain transplant.
You need a fucking soul.
Soul?
I need medication.
Pause for a second, Jay. Is he hammered? I mean, is he drunk out of his mind?
That's a lot of rage there.
You think he's drunk?
I don't know. To keep yelling like that?
He drank a lot. As Sam... Who's the ABC reporter? Sam Donaldson? Sam Donaldson. You drank a lot. I can't remember who he's saying that to. But he did drink a lot. Brandon's having a good fart day. Congratulations.
And notice how proud he is.
Well, I like that they're all shot towards Joe more than anything.
Sorry, Joey. Well, I was looking at Oksana.
Congratulations on your
this.
Good fart day.
Thank you. I didn't know that Oksana actually filed for bankruptcy after she lost all this money.
What?
She filed for bankruptcy.
Because of you.
Oh, you mean because the court ruled against her?
Because she lost the entire settlement from Mel.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, since she was on Stern.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because she didn't have any money. Cause she didn't have, what does she do?
When was she on Stern? Last year? She's a violinist, isn't
2014.
She play an instrument?
Sure.
And then this thing's been dragging on for 2 years on whether or not she's going to get that money. And then it just recently was announced she's not going to get the money. So.
I love it when she prods him that one last time, and he's like, what? And then she's kind of scared to say anything else.
Well, medication, you know that would infuriate him. And Mel is a deeply religious man. I think he's a Tom Cruiseian.
Smile.
You don't
and
care.
Blow me. No, yeah, he's incredibly Catholic. Yeah. He's a different breed of Catholic, isn't he?
I would think he'd be very old school about medication.
Yeah, Passion of the Christ. His new movie does look pretty sweet, though, I guess.
He does know story structure.
He really is a good director.
I agree. No, I mean I like a bunch of his movies.
Well, he's finally directing a new movie. It sounds pretty. Have you seen the trailer for it, Brandon?
Which one?
Hacksaw
that?
Ridge.
Yeah.
The World War II movie. The guy that doesn't fire a gun. He's a medic. Yeah. He's in D-Day or whatever.
Yeah, that does sound or look pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It'll probably have a big ass budget and.
Yeah.
Hey, because we're gonna run out of time, I wanted to just mention a few.
What?
Did your Barbara Streisand went
yes.
to Tim Cook
yes.
over the pronunciation of her name,
yes.
which Siri is mispronouncing Streisand?
Yeah, I know.
And it's going to be fixed by September 30th, apparently.
I feel like Siri mispronounces every name. Every name.
I just can't believe that she actually gives a shit about Siri's pronunciation of
I
her
can't
name.
Believe that Tim Cook actually went through with it after he called her, or after she called him. Wouldn't he be like... You know, let's shut up, Streisand. Although they're probably on some boards together.
Yeah, probably on some boards together.
Charity boards.
Do you hear about Colin Powell?
You want your colon cleansed? Yeah, he's pissed off at Hillary, right?
Oh, yeah, it says Hillary's using him as an alibi.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
He advised her to use her own email, she claimed. She said this was at a dinner party, supposedly, and... Colin Powell just said, first of all, he never talked to her about it until she'd been Secretary of State for a year. And then he said, her people have been trying to pin this on me.
Well, some book wrote about it a while ago, and so then it really took off since then. They've been pounding her for that. And people like to point out, though, that it wasn't a rule when he was Secretary of State.
Right.
To not
exactly.
use your own private
yeah,
email.
Yeah, so it's a dumb
it was
conversation.
A rule for her.
And you know, we haven't gotten to Ryan Lochte, which infuriates me. I mean, we had all this time today, but so much. I mean, who knew Lenny Dykstra was going to answer the phone?
Yeah.
And go off like that. I thought John Oliver had a pretty funny, his close on Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte, America's idiot sea cow.
What I was always good at was letting things go through, like, through one ear, out the other, so to say.
Douchebag, I don't even know. What is douchebag? Like, what is it?
You know what? I always see babies and the clothes that they wear, and it's horrendous.
I just blanked out again.
I'm an athletic person, whether it's life or there's swimming. Always do your best.
I swear, I think I'm like the only swimmer in the world that cannot float.
Oh,
damn. Oh, my gosh. Woo.
What defines me? Ryan Lochte.
Moving on. Our main story tonight.
Well, he has no more sponsorships.
Oh,
they've
my
all
God.
Backed out.
He fucked up. Oh, daddy, did he fuck up.
Now, see, you and I disagree. I don't think he lied that bad.
He lied bad enough.
So did the police of Rio.
Right, but they don't have sponsorships. They're not endorsed.
No, I know. But
so what do they care?
Because he had a gun pulled on him and not put to his head, and because he wasn't technically pulled over, he deserves to lose all his sponsorships. The other guy has to pay $11,000 to get out of Brazil. That's horse. That's extortion right there.
Of course it is, but that's not. Speedo doesn't care about the Rio. They're not siding with Rio.
Of course not. No, they don't like
that. We don't want this doofus representing our product.
And everybody knows what a doofus he is now, but he's always been kind of a doofus. Most of those clips are from his reality show, which I'm sure a lot of people didn't watch, but he was not the sharpest tooled in the shed when that was going on.
I never saw any of that stuff, but
it was kind of ridiculous.
When I heard that he over-exaggerated the story to his mother, I thought, what a fucking idiot. Why would you exaggerate yourself being in danger to your mother, who will only worry? At least, if something like that happened to me and I was going to tell my mother about it, which I wouldn't, I would definitely under-exaggerate it. I would make it sound like no big deal. Well, his mother, hearing the exaggerated version, repeats it. A media person hears it, gets reported on, then it blows up. Then he over-exaggerates to Billy Bush.
Yeah, on the beach.
And then, you know, he should not have left Rio without his teammates.
That was scheduled well before.
But his world changed. The minute that thing blew up, his world changed. Because all it looks like is he is safely at home with his bullshit story, and his friends are left behind
but
to deal with.
Did he know it would look like that when he took the flight home that was scheduled before any of this mess happened?
Hard to say, but he's gone and they're there.
But don't the facts remain that security guards pulled a gun on him and his buddies and demanded money?
Well, it depends on whose story you want to believe. The interpreter said that they wanted him to not call the police. He wanted to call the cops because they pissed on the back of they pissed on the side of the building, and I don't know what he broke or tore. He tore down what you see when he's coming down the hall, which is the only thing I can see, is when he tore down a picture, a poster or something.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the security guy wanted him to pay for the damage, and that's what the interpreter says. And so they paid him $50. He said their wallets were stolen, by the way, all four wallets, which is what the dumbest thing was, going through security at the airport with his wallet. Which is when I think this thing started to turn on him, because
it was an airport security. He was going back into the athlete's village. So it was that night.
Oh, he had his wallet?
Yeah.
Well, how stupid can you be? And then he tells his father.
He's an idiot.
Did you hear his father the other day said he went out to buy a new wallet? I mean, what did he do? Dad, if anybody calls, tell him I'm out buying a new wallet. You don't need a new wallet. You have a wallet, you idiot.
Okay, do you think he was robbed?
No.
Okay, I do. I think he was robbed.
I don't think he gave him the $50. Wasn't it the other guy that gave him the $50?
I thought they all gave money that was there. That was like a total of
one guy wouldn't come up with $50.
One guy had $100 in the local currency. Another guy had, what, $20 American.
I think they paid to fix whatever damage was caused and for the guy not to call the police. I would call it a deal. Maybe a shitty deal for $50, but if he hadn't told his mother the stupid story, it would have been worth it to keep that out of the
press.
He's
an idiot, but I don't know why everybody immediately jumps and believes the police of Rio.
I don't think people necessarily believe the police of Rio.
They jumped all over Lochte right away.
Well, his story was nothing.
Which we didn't, because we both thought, well, who has something to lie here but Rio?
I thought he was visiting prostitutes or something, or buying drugs, or because I couldn't figure out, why would you even tell that story? Well, it turns out, I didn't realize that he told his mother the story, who then repeated it. But, you know, he made the cops sound like maniacs. Cops pulled him over and, you know, made him get on the ground, and when he didn't get on the ground, he put the gun to his head, and, you know, this whole dramatic story. And he keeps using the word over-exaggerated. He said it 9 times in the interview with the Globo guy. I don't know how many times he said it to Lauer. But Lauer was trying to basically bail him out, and he just wouldn't take the bait. It's like, no, I don't want to use any other term. I think Lauer's trying to get him to say he lied, and he just doesn't want to say it. I don't know. He could not have been advised, could he? I mean, are these his own decisions?
What, advice now to what to say?
No, like 4 days ago, he should have just come out and said, you know what, I screwed up, story's wrong.
It's not possible that being drunk like he was, he misremembered things and thought these security guards were police.
How do you think you got pulled over? You stopped at a gas station and you peed on a wall, and then all of a sudden there's a security guard with a gun.
I don't know.
That's not getting pulled over by the cops.
To me, it's the lesser of two evils. It's the security guards pulling a gun on a guy and demanding money from him.
Sorry, he lied. Part of the blame has to be being that drunk and stupid to piss on a wall and tear down a poster. He's 32 years old, and he's vandalizing something at a gas station. I mean, what? It's just so stupid.
I know, but they found no significant signs of damage. And the police acted like they tore up the inside of this bathroom.
I don't know what the story is with that. I really don't.
The police lie. So the police lied, but because an American athlete lies, because it's a one person as opposed to this entity, people want to just pile on the American athlete.
Well, nobody thought these guys should have been taken off the plane and had their passports pulled. No, they're idiots over there. But this guy is an athlete with millions of dollars in endorsements. It's so stupid. And how could they sponsor him now? They don't want to sponsor him.
I do think he's stupid. That's not my point. I think the bigger issue in the whole scenario is the security guard that pulls the gun and demands money from someone. It's armed robbery.
If you go damage
a bathroom at a gas station right now and some security guy there pulls a gun on you and demands money?
Well, they should call the cops.
Of course they should. But you're an American athlete in a country that's known for having pretty lousy, you know, crime rates.
Well, here's my
opinion.
Solving
crime.
My opinion is they would have rather paid the guy $50 and had him not call the cops. Because they didn't want to be in the papers for pissing on a wall or whatever they did at the gas station. And he should have just shut his fucking mouth. Nobody likes the Rio
You're
people.
Right. Of course, he should have.
They're assholes, and this other swimmer shouldn't have had to pay $11,000. I don't even know what the $11,000 is for. Is that for filing a false police report?
Allegedly, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever.
For him to get the hell out of there.
But he has millions of dollars in endorsements, and if you're going to do that,
you've
got to be squeaky clean, and you can't do stupid shit like that. And so, you know, I don't personally... I'm not holding it against. I don't care if the guy wants to do that or what he's doing or if he lost money or if he gets it back or if he's allowed to. I mean, this whole business about, will he be allowed to swim again, is a little bit strong. I mean, I cannot believe the USOC said, well, we're going to wait till we get back home
suspend
and we'll
him.
Deal with it then.
Suspend him. How silly he's done anyway.
Phelps got suspended for 6 months for a DUI, so yeah. I don't know what I can't even say what this thing is so stupid.
Well, let me
I don't
ask
know
you
how
this.
You qualify it.
What's worse, the DUI or lying?
When you're at the Olympics and it embarrasses Americans and takes the attention off the games, I think it's pretty bad.
Is it worse than a DUI?
I can't really compare those two things. They're so different.
Well, they're both going to be suspended, one for one for the other.
I just think for him not to come out and take the blame like almost immediately was incredibly stupid and selfish. And I don't know what he was thinking, if he just thought it would go away or...
Yeah, I'm sure he absolutely thought it would go away because he probably didn't think it was a big deal.
He knew it was a big deal. That's why he didn't say what really happened.
But you don't think it's possible that that's how he remembered it when he told Billy Bush or
no,
his mommy?
No, I don't think he thought he got pulled over by the cops.
Okay.
I don't believe that for a second.
Since Sunday morning, early Sunday morning,
about a gas station.
When this all went down.
Since everything that's happened, I kind of been laying low, just not... I mean,
I was cringing so bad during this.
I've talked to you, but before I wanted to go out on camera, I wanted to really make sure those other guys came back on U.S. soil.
You pause it for a second, Jay.
And which I just
now he's just in trying to save his endorsement.
Yeah,
he's in saving endorsement mode, so none of this.
This is so stupid.
It's applicable to what happened.
For him to wait until they're all out of there, all he's doing is causing them more problem by waiting. If he just came out and said, look, I fucked up, stupid, we're at a gas station, here's what happened, blah, 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 it could have been over days earlier. But because he didn't say anything, his friends got pulled off a plane, and the other guy, well, I don't know what the deal is with the other guy, but anyway. It's a stupid answer.
He just came back. He was the last person to come back.
Well, let me play devil's advocate there for a second, because had you come out and set the record straight earlier, Gunner and Jack might not have been pulled off that plane, and Jimmy might not have had his passport impounded. So if you'd come forward and done an interview like this and told the real story earlier, couldn't you have taken away a lot of their problems?
Oh, by all means. And I think... This is why I'm taking full responsibility for my actions, because if I didn't over-exaggerate the story to what I said when I did it.
Whose idea was the term over-exaggerate? I think they should be fired. Mm. I mean, that's got to be some PR person, right?
I'm sure.
It's right up there with misremembered.
When it first
Roger
happened
Clemens.
With Billy Bush and yourself, and I told you the full story, none of this would have happened. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be sitting here discussing this.
So when you talked to Billy on Sunday afternoon, you didn't tell him the whole truth. When you spoke with me on Wednesday night by phone, you didn't tell me the whole truth.
I left details out, and which...
You lied to Matt Lauer.
That's why I'm in this mess, is I left certain things out, and I
over-exaggerated
some parts of the story.
One of the things you appear to have embellished with Billy when you talked to Billy is you said at some point after you refused to sit down, the security guard put the gun to your forehead and cocked it. That didn't happen?
That didn't happen, and that's why I over-exaggerated that part.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know why. It was still hours after the incident happened. I was still intoxicated. I was still under that influence.
Yeah, you could almost see that thought come into his head as it happened. Didn't it look like that? Like he just thought I was
light
drunk.
Bulb?
Yeah.
The
I was drunk light bulb went off. Watch. It seems like it comes right into his head. It's amazing.
That part.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know why. It was still hours after the incident happened.
There.
I was still intoxicated.
There it is.
That's one, one dim
under
bulb.
That influence. And I'm not making me being intoxicated.
You lied to Matt Lauer.
Like an excuse. I'm not doing that at all. I mean, it was my fault. And I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't even just kept it. Like, I'm not saying anything.
Does he seem like a 12-year-old? This interview doesn't seem fair.
He is kind of a 12-year-old, though.
Trouble.
He's always been kind of a...
I mean, it's like... It's
kind
like,
of a dopey little guy.
You can't put Ryan Lochte up against a human being in an interview. That's not fair.
That's why he originally talked to Billy Bush. That was more on his level.
You have Ryan Lochte facing off with a fully developed human being.
But I over-exaggerated that part.
Oh, stop!
And the gun was drawn, but not at my forehead. It wasn't cocked at my forehead. It was towards my general direction.
I was cocked.
As you can see in the surveillance, that's when my hands went up.
The thing that was cocked was me.
You told me on the phone, Ryan, you said, we are victims here. We are victims. and we're happy that we're safe. In the police press conference, they said, not victims, they're vandals. How do you feel about that?
It's how you wanna make it look like. Whether you call it a robbery, whether you call it extortion, or us paying just for the damages, like, we don't know. All we know is that there was a gun pointed in our direction, and we were demanding to give money.
Well, and that's a really interesting point. I want to take a little time on this. If I were to ask you the same question again right now and say, were you robbed on Sunday morning in Rio, how would you answer it?
I'd be like, I can't answer that, because I don't know if...
Say you were drunk again.
I was intoxicated, so I don't know. All I know is that there was a gun pointed at us, and we were demanded to give money. Whether it was to pay for the damages of the poster, whether it was extortion or whether it was a robbery, like, I'm not equipped to,
except,
like,
I want to point out that Gunner, in his statement to police, said at some point someone who spoke English walked over and offered to help translate this altercation. And he made it clear that this security guard was telling the four of you, you need to pay for that stuff, that damage, before you can leave here, or I'm going to call the police. You understood that at that time, didn't you?
Yeah, so then we had to give the money.
Right, so, but at that point, it's not a robbery. At that point, you're striking a deal. You're striking a deal to pay for what damage you've caused so that he doesn't call the police and this doesn't become a bigger incident. Isn't that fair?
We just wanted to get out of there. We were held. I mean, there was a gun pointed in our direction. We were all frightened. And we wanted to get out of there as quick as possible.
No,
and the only way we knew is
by
this guy saying, you have to give him money. So we gave him money and we got out.
That doesn't sound like a robbery. A robbery is when some guy targets you, whether he's armed or not, to take your money and your belongings and your valuables.
This
guy was negotiating a deal because of what had happened in that walkway. And you guys were on the other end of that negotiation.
Not happy with you.
And that's why it could be, people can see it in many different directions. All we know is that there was a gun pointed to us.
And you're losing a lot of money.
And we're demanding to give him money. And a story.
When Lauer asked him about losing endorsements, he looked like he was going to choke.
It's probably the first time it hit him.
That's like the $1 million whiz. Yeah. Oh, God. How
guess
stupid.
What I'm trying to...
You know, the whole thing's kind of stupid, really. You win medals, and so you get lots and lots of money for saying that you like a product.
Yeah. Well, it's because people know who you are, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what his sponsors were, by the way?
Speedo, Ralph Lauren.
One is for a mattress, which I don't see the connection with a mattress and Ryan Lochte. And the other, I think, was some kind of hair removal system.
Gillette.
Because he's a slipper. Oh, it was Gillette.
I do know Gillette is one of them.
Gatorade.
Oh, boy.
Is it new?
So, apparently, Speedo
Gatorade.
Speedo and Ralph Lauren are the only ones that are unhappy with him.
They're all done.
Oh, no, they're all done?
They all pulled.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Get at is the first version of the story you told
one
Ryan
of them,
was
by the way,
much
sorry,
more
pause. One of them had a real weak cop-out, and it was, basically, we sponsored Ryan for the Olympics, and the Olympics are over, so we're done with them. Which is pretty weak.
Nice try.
Pretty,
I wanted to definitely be there.
Weak.
And I wanted
to
help.
Oh, this is where he broke down.
That's funny. I haven't seen any of this.
Well, he mentioned his teammates.
And you're sitting at home in the United States, safe and sound.
Your Playboy girlfriend.
How did it make you feel?
Ouch.
Hurt. I mean, I let my team down. And
made some real friends here.
I felt sorry for him here.
I wanted to be there. Like, I don't want them to think that I left and left them dry. Because, I mean, they were my teammates.
But
I wanted to definitely be there.
Swimming pond.
And I wanted to help out any way I could.
Lauer is not like that.
And so I just wanted to make sure that they were home safe before I came out.
At home
and
safe?
And, you know, I'm just really sorry about, I'm embarrassed.
That doesn't make sense.
For myself, my family, especially those guys, USA Swimming, the whole Olympic Games.
I don't want to say until they're home safe.
Everyone watching.
Tell them what
just,
an idiot I am.
I was immature and I made a stupid mistake. I'm immature. Human. I made
He's
a mistake.
He's 32 years old.
I definitely learned from this. And
I definitely learned from this.
I'm just really sorry.
You know, Jimmy Feagin was made to pay, I think it was about $11,000.
This is too much punishment. This interview alone should have been his punishment.
Because I think everything is too much punishment.
In his original statement to police. And the area of the false statement was he said he was asleep in the car and he never went back in that walkway. And do you think it's possible that Jimmy made that statement so he wouldn't have to
Why isn't
tell
everybody all over Jimmy for lying?
That he wouldn't have to say.
Because he did it so he wouldn't have to tell on Ryan Lochte.
Did he say, sleeping?
And Matt Lauer doesn't like that.
Sleeping. I ain't going on the hallway.
I saw Ryan back there tear that framed advertisement off the Ooh. Wall. Was he trying to protect you?
I don't know.
It didn't look framed.
All I know, I can't speak for him. I don't know at all. I just know that they're back home.
Could have been crashed, drunk safe, and crashed. And no, he wasn't. He wasn't asleep. That's right.
And
that was
the entire world that had a watch this for
Either
the
way,
last
Matt Lauer
week
doesn't like it.
Of the Olympic Games. Something that I understand. Especially those athletes that we put
Especially.
All our energy and time into this. And I took away from their accomplishments about this story, about me being
And why didn't
immature,
you say something like 3 days ago?
For one night. I took away from that. And that's what I think hurts me the most, is that all that everyone's just watching my immature tantics.
My immature tantics?
And
antics?
I'm just... I'm embarrassed.
Like immature antics.
What about the people of Rio? You know, they dealt with all the headlines going into the games.
And
about
God,
pollution and violence and crime. And here comes this story with...
Here comes
God,
this
Lauer, let it go.
Here comes this drunken swimmer.
God, Lauer's such a tight ass.
I don't want
I know
that
he is.
Because they did
a
great
such
job.
A tight
the fans
ass.
Were amazing. I know going out into my race, they
like,
were all cheering
Stephanopoulos
for me.
Is
so
a total pussy.
I'm just really
Lauer's
sorry,
just
and I hope
tight
they can
ass.
Accept my apology.
There have been calls, Ryan, by some to say you should be banned from swimming.
By the way, Lauer thinks he's hot with that unbuttoned shirt.
Punishment.
Matt Lauer wants him banned. Did you hear how many people were pissed because Matt Lauer doesn't have socks on for this interview? By
oh, really? Oh, well, yeah. Is Mike Clark one of them?
Man, probably.
Because that used to always drive
Grossed
him
nuts. Him out, yeah. No, he. People
it is
were
gross.
Sick about that.
The no socks with dress shoes is weird to me, and I know there's a lot of people out there that do that.
Well, you could see it when they first showed the shot.
No,
at the
thank
end.
You. I don't want to see it.
What do you think should happen?
What do you think should happen?
I think this anniversary.
I mean, that's not my call. It's, you know, USA Swimming, the USOC,
Gross.
It's the board,
I'll make the
it's
call.
What they decide.
I think you're banned!
All I know is I learned my lesson.
Joe Matt Lauer's happy!
I definitely did. And I know this will never, these kind of
look at that. No
shenanigans or whatever you want to call it will never happen again.
It's really all it
I
is, though. I'm with him on that. It is just shenanigans.
I mean, dedicated my whole entire life to
you have endorsements. You can't have shenanigans.
It's not who I am.
And Matt Lauer doesn't like it.
And I'm
Next
not
you know,
done
Matt
with
Lauer's
sport.
Gonna pick up all his endorsements.
Me,
he's gonna be doing ads for
I wanna,
Speedo.
There's still more I want to accomplish in the sport. And
look at Lauer's face.
All Mattress. I know is that
he's
I'm
angry.
He's pissed off at Ryan Lochte, which is so silly.
He lied to Matt Lauer.
Learn from this. And better
be
myself.
The next just, Ryan,
and making
like
sure
me?
That this never happens again.
I've been listening to some of the commentators over the last couple of days, Ryan, talking about endorsements.
Oh!
And they're saying
oh!
that
what?
This
they can
one
do that?
Poster on a wall
they're
or
saying,
this one urinating in the bushes could cost you a lot of money.
Expensive whiz.
It could.
Oh, God, he had a hard time saying that. I don't blame him.
Shouldn't he go... I think
that's
it'd be bad if Speedo. Shouldn't he
with.
Name them all right
that's
here? Give him
that
some
I'm
free plugs.
I'd hate to lose my Gatorade. I love it so much. Speedo. It's delicious.
Speedo has been so good to me. And they're really, I mean, have you ever tried them, Matt? They really feel snug on your penis and stuff.
By the way, Matt, I notice you're going bald. You can completely shave your head with a nice razor from Gillette.
So
available at Gillette.com.
I think I should lose those endorsements because I really believe in them.
But I know what I did was wrong.
After
and
getting
I know
this
I
off my chest,
lesson,
I can finally sleep
and
comfortably.
All I can do now
my mattress
is
supported by
and making sure that
whatever that
this
mattress
kind of
company
never happens again.
I know I
do you
my
think
lesson.
If you stay in the sport and they allow you to keep swimming and you go to Tokyo and you perform well, can you
36.
Begin to erase the damage to your legacy that's
I don't think I can ever do
been
that.
Done?
Never.
I think so. I know so.
He's not going to swim when he's 36,
chance,
is he?
I definitely know.
Will you ever forgive me? Yeah, he says he wants to swim in 2020.
Bullshit.
And become that role model for little kids.
For little kids? Shut up! You don't care about little kids.
I care about partying, man.
What about your pocketbook? You want the endorsements back, duh.
And then I can finally sleep
to look at
comfortably
me
on Airwave mattresses.
I don't want those little kids to look at me.
Did. For that one night.
I don't
night.
Want them to see me in my Speedo.
I don't want that. Or
brought to you by
the whole entire
Speedo.
United States. Or in the entire world, for that matter.
Yeah,
I don't
entire
want
world,
them
we're
to
all
look
at
me
that way.
He was a drunk frat boy or anything like that.
Frat boy?
I don't want them. I want to be a role model for those little kids. And
he's 32.
I know that I can change that.
Okay, in total, Matt spoke with Ryan Lochte on camera for just over 20 minutes in the two.
Well, it felt like 30 hours.
I don't think Bob Costas is as mad as Matt Lauer is.
No, because he can be reasonable about things. He can
he
be.
Oh, Mark, you're so slack.
He didn't can lie be. To him on the phone on Wednesday.
He didn't lie to him on the phone. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, Brandon.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yeah
that's,
he lied.
Why he's, that's why he's so mad.
He lied to Matt Lauer.
Yep.
He lied to Billy Bush. And that's wrong. That is wrong.
God, I hate Matt Lauer.
He's such a dick. You know, he's got to be out of there soon, isn't
dick.
He?
I don't know. I don't know. He seems untouchable.
But now Strahan is going to be the superstar that murders him, right? Isn't Strahan going to just kill him?
What do you mean? Oh, you know, on TV?
Strahan to beat up Matt Lauer?
Wait, what?
Wasn't that the reason they brought in Strahan to
oh,
beat Matt
yeah.
Lauer?
Not literally, but yeah. Ratings-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
He's so bad, though.
Yeah, but he's been there forever, and those chicks pretend to like him.
Just when I think that GMA couldn't get softer with Stephanopoulos gone, David Muir was filling in all last week.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's the softest show.
You know what? You know what? I can't stand are all the fill-ins with Kelly.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Fred Savage. Have you seen Fred?
I like Fred. You don't like Fred Savage?
He's trying too hard.
Yeah, I know.
They all try too hard.
He got a lot of credit in my book, though, for his directing Sonny in Philadelphia.
This is the last year for Lauer. And
it is?
The insiders at NBC are saying that he's going to be leaving in 2017.
Does Ann Curry know?
He lied to Matt Lauer, too.
Does Ann Curry know, or is she allowed back in the country when he quits the Today Show?
Never.
He had her banished from the country.
Oh, that was so overblown.
What, that Lauer had her banished?
No, she was terrible. She was boring.
I know.
I thought she
but
sucked.
But they all are. Who's terribly
exciting
on that show?
I'd rather have Savannah on there.
And then Natalie Morales went to L.A. to get away from him after he had an affair, right? Isn't that the story?
Wait, what?
Wasn't Natalie Morales and Lauer banging or something?
Was he banging Natalie Morales? Well,
that was the rumor as to why she was going to L.A.
I never believed that because I couldn't believe she would lower herself that much.
Why? He's got money and he's in charge of the Today Show.
She could bang so many people.
She is beautiful. Yeah,
she is.
Maybe she lied to him.
She lied.
So she was sent 5,000 miles away from Matt Lauer.
Hey, I was watching this thing on the, this is really off the subject, on the paper airplane championship.
Oh,
the
cool.
Farthest, the longest paper airplane throw.
Awesome.
This guy
they
won.
Hold it at the Silver Dome?
No, I don't know where they held
that's
it. But
the best place to throw a paper airplane.
This guy threw a paper airplane. That is, you're right. That's that was the best.
From the upper deck?
This guy threw a paper airplane 104 feet, which is, you know, pretty good paper airplane. But anyway, in this course of this story, they revealed that toilet paper was invented in 1890.
Mm-hmm.
1890?
Really?
No,
that late?
Until 1890? What the hell did people do before 1890?
They use their hand.
No, right? Not in America.
Their left
America.
Hand. Corn cobs. That's right, Joe.
Corn cobs.
It's true. Yeah.
Really?
They did. Uh-huh.
Cool.
Leaves.
So I think we should go back to corn cobs, just kind of have a nostalgic
you can.
Love for corn cobs.
You can.
Butt tape.
I mean,
the
you
corn
don't.
Cobs, what, they have corn cobs lined up in the bathroom lately. Hey, yeah. There's no corn cobs! Are you out of corn cobs? Jesus!
Try it. Maybe it works better.
And you watched 48 Hours with the preppy murderer?
No, I didn't. I had one last thing on toilet paper. Remember that Seinfeld when Costanza was talking about how toilet paper hasn't changed? He went on a date and he was regaling a woman with how toilet paper hasn't changed over the years. And Seinfeld goes, yeah, it has. And he lists like 8 major changes in toilet paper. Because nobody ever thinks that toilet paper's ever changed. It's always been the same.
I didn't think it had changed.
And then they add like 2-ply and they thicken the roll and it's softer. That's great. Scene on Seinfeld.
Anyway, the preppy murderer, they did an update on him on 48 Hours. Did you see it? Must have been like the third time it's run. But do you remember this? Robert Chambers, the handsome man who
see you,
killed.
Joe.
See you, Joe.
No, I don't remember this at all.
Jennifer Levitt killed the girl in Central Park. They're having sex in Central Park. Rough sex.
I don't know that story, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you would have been just a kid. It was a huge story. At the time, it was just because it was the preppy murderer.
Why was it? Do you have his collar popped? Why was he the preppy murderer?
Because he looked preppy.
Oh.
And he was from a rich family. And his parents, by the way, seemed like such morons. You know, they sent him to private schools, and he got kicked out of everyone. And he got kicked out of prep school, and he went to college for one semester and partied for the whole semester and dropped out, of course. So I didn't understand what they ever thought this guy was, why he was going to pull himself together, and why didn't they just bring him home and kick his ass instead of sending him to prep school after prep school and private schools and all that bullshit.
When did he murder somebody?
1987.
How old was he?
1986. He was 25, I think.
Oh, okay.
24, 25? 24, I think.
Okay.
And he claimed that she squeezed his balls.
What?
And that he just reacted and just swung at her and hit her in the throat and she died.
Shut up.
Yeah, well.
What bullshit.
Of course, he has these giant scratches in his face, deep scratches face. Yeah, and his arm.
Defensive, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she fought big time. So, of course, you know, the jury didn't believe him for a second. And he also didn't call 911.
During the first police questioning, he said that that she was raping him in the park. And he reacted to that. And then
he was, wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He told a few different stories.
Yep, and then he switched it up.
And, there were bite marks on his hands, too. He was trying to shut her up, and she bit his hand, apparently.
Covering her mouth. Uh-huh.
And he was in Central Park when the cops came, and the ambulance came and took her away. He was still there, like, hours later, just sitting there. And they're like, hey, get out of here. We're getting a body here. Shoot him off.
Whoa, a body? What are you talking about? Kind of like The Night Of on HBO.
He was such a dipshit. And, of course, insisting that, you know, I've quit drugs and I've been off drugs for years in prison. And, of course, he was caught with heroin in prison. And then they revealed that he got out and he was in for 15 years. He got out in 2000.
Wait, he's out?
Yeah, he was out.
For murdering somebody?
No, they called it manslaughter. They gave him 15 years. I think they had a plea. I think they did a plea eventually.
Okay.
And, which was bullshit, because he clearly killed her. I mean, it was just crap. And then he got out in 2004, I think. Wait, let's see. What year did he get out? I don't know. I wrote it down. He got 5 to 15, served all 15 years, had 27 disciplinary violations.
Jeez.
4 years in solitary. In 97, they found heroin in his cell, which he said they planted, of course. And then at the parole board, he was arrogant as hell. I don't know why they paroled. Honestly, I don't know why they paroled him. I guess they had to, because he was going to get out anyway. So, in 2004, he was arrested for with a controlled substance while driving, and then 2007, they found enough cocaine. He had enough cocaine in his apartment that they gave him 19 years in prison. So, jeez. I don't know how much cocaine it was. It was a ton. He was a big cocaine dealer by 2007. And it was interesting. This interview was from like 2005, and he was so full of shit. And it was so obvious if you watched 48 Hours that this guy's lying, and he doesn't mean any of it. And he's never told the truth about killing this girl. And then they just revealed at the end that he was totally full of shit. A year later, he got busted for all this cocaine. He was in prison for 19 years.
He'll
get out in 2026.
So the Balik's is back in prison.
Yeah, in other words, he's
a loser.
He's a lifer loser, basically. Yeah, yep. He's a huge loser.
Now, why didn't he just admit to the murder now? They can't charge him again.
No, I know. That's what I didn't understand. I mean, he just says he has no remorse. I'm convinced he has absolutely no remorse.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was it was interesting. It was a huge case in 86. I mean, giant case. It was a long time ago. I wondered how many people remember it. Of those who do, I'm sure, would have been just almost... I couldn't take my eyes off this 48 hours because I just wonder what the hell happened to this guy because he's such a loser. But anyway. Hmm. So I guess that's about it. Anything else on your mind?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Lenny wore me out.
I know, he wore me out, too.
Pure excitement of Lenny Dykstra wore me out.
There's always tomorrow. So, have a good night, everybody, and we'll see ya.